An emergency cabinet meeting will be held today in Cairo after violent clashes at a football match left 74 people dead and more than 1,000 injured. One player said it was like a war, with people suffocating in the stampede. It happened when supporters of the two teams invaded the pitch in Port Said in the northeast of the country. As the final whistle signalled the end of the game, the running battles began, a mass invasion of the pitch by home fans forcing players to flee. Captured live on Egyptian television, flares were set off in the stands just as a goal was being scored. The trouble flared moments after a rare 3-1 win for the home side Al Masry, the first time they've beaten Al Ahly, one of Egypt's most popular teams in almost 50 years. The two sides have a history of rivalry and have clashed before. Doctors treating the wounded said some people had been stabbed, others crushed in the stampede. Early reports saying the confusion meant paramedics struggled to reach the injured inside the stadium. Games elsewhere in the country were halted mid-match. At one in Cairo, a fire started by fans was quickly put out. Now all league matches are postponed.